Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with City Manager Aaron Adams about SMID funding.
We're just going to talk a little bit about SMID funding. So what is SMID?
Well, the acronym SMID stands for Self-Sustaining Municipal Improvement District. What a SMID really is and does, an improvement district that businesses within a defined boundary opt to have an additional property tax levied on their property. And as they do that, those funds are set aside, and that's where the improvement district part of it comes from, is that those funds are available to make improvements within that defined district. A SMID is brought about by a request of at least 25% of the businesses within the defined boundary signing a petition and bringing it forward to us here at City Hall, and that starts the process. Ultimately, an ordinance goes through council, defines the language and the bounds of what SMID is used for and how it's collected, and all the logistics are worked out through ordinance, and then that money ultimately is administered through a SMID board, a group who volunteers their time to administer those funds and handle applications and requests for funding from the businesses within the district. Generally, it covers our downtown square, and then it goes about a block in each direction off the immediate square.
So within the city of Knoxville, this obviously encompasses quite a few businesses. You say it's concentrated around the square. What sorts of improvements can the money be requested for?
Historically, the funds have been used predominantly for facade improvements. And that's what Knoxville has done. But under state code, there's actually a lot of leeway that these improvements could be continuing with those facades and things that you would see from the street. But it also allows for repairs inside, for example, to update electrical or plumbing. Or it kind of came up in the context of our most recent council meeting that it could be used to help bring a building up to code with regards to fire and fire suppression. All of these are allowed within Iowa state statute that governs the SMIDs and the SMID districts. The current SMID district is actually at a great time to consider how they want to use those funds going forward. They're up for renewal, and as that ordinance goes forward with to our city council for that renewal, they'll have the ability to make language either as restrictive or as generic as they would like, and it could encompass projects, as I mentioned, from the traditional facade improvements that we've used here in Knoxville to any kind of improvement to the buildings.
What is the process? How do they go about making these improvements?
Well, the first part of it is they just continue to pay property taxes as they always have. The county assessor and treasurer, they handle all the logistics of that. And so as the group decides and an ordinance is passed, that self-imposed property tax is just added to their bill. And so those funds are collected. And once they are, the businesses within the district are able to make application to the SMID board. And in that, they bring forward what the project is, what it would entail. They bring estimates of what the project will cost. And as part of receiving those funds, the responsibility of the business owner is to provide 50% of the funding. And so you can almost think of receiving those SMID funds as like a match grant. And so they bring forward their own money, and then they're eligible for up to 50% reimbursement through the SMID program. And that's all handled through the application process to the SMID board, who has ultimate decision-making authority on who gets money and how much they'll receive.
I imagine the intention behind this really is just for those businesses to make necessary or helpful improvements that they wouldn't necessarily be able to. So just from a perspective of, you know, what are some of the things that this allows, and why is this good for the city of Knoxville to have one of these districts?
Well, I think a few months back, we actually had some folks from the SMID district come and talk to council at one of our meetings about the benefits of the SMID district. And I think what it really does is it helps people to pay ahead for those larger projects. And as they build their funds, when their turn comes around that they need to make an improvement, the money they've been setting aside is available. The other thing that I think really benefits the businesses is that even though it may not be your turn in any given year to draw on the SMID funds, that it's also an opportunity for your neighbors to make improvements to their businesses. And so the SMID funds really allow for a lot of work to be done in downtown, with the idea being that These funds make everyone look better, as improvements happen to one building one year, and then maybe the neighboring building the next year, that everyone has these opportunities to improve their business and really raise the tide of everyone in downtown.
Thanks again to Aaron Adams. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.